640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will formally accept the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination during his keynote address at the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago tonight. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there.
It's his chemistry with Vice President Harris and a distinctly Midwestern resume that thrust him onto the ticket. Tonight, he's planning to highlight his upbringing in a small Nebraska town, his service in the Army National Guard, and his work as a high school teacher and football coach, work that eventually led to Congress and the state capitol.
This campaign has a lot of momentum. Can you feel it? Hell yes, we can feel it. It's what we do. It's what we do.
At his first outdoor rally since last month's assassination attempt, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tells supporters in Asheboro, North Carolina.
That's why this November Americans are going to tell Kamala Harris, that we've had enough. We can't take it anymore. You're doing a terrible job.
Trump was with his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, and the former president was surrounded by bulletproof glass. CBS's Scott McFarland was there.
We also noticed inside the place, there seemed to be tighter restrictions on the movement of the crowd once they got to their seats. So there are so many pieces of security you can't see with the naked eye. It was visible for those who were close to the former president.
An investigation is underway into the death of a 22-month-old child who died yesterday after being left inside a vehicle outside a Corpus Christi middle school as temperatures soared. It's the second hot car death in Texas and the 24th nationwide this year, according to Kids and Car Safety. This bystander wonders,
how can you forget a person, that you got your child in the car?
Canada's two major freight railroads could stop their trains tomorrow if they can't agree to renewed contracts with the Teamsters Union. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
It is in the best interest of both sides to continue doing the hard work at the table to find a negotiated resolution.
A strike could affect the supply chain. Taylor Swift breaks her silence about the cancellation of three Vienna concerts over an alleged suicide attack plot. CBS's Michael Toscano with more.
Swift touched on the fear on her Instagram account, but also stated she has felt guilt because so many people had planned on coming to those shows. She wrote that she's, quote, grateful to the authorities because thanks to them we were grieving concerts and not lives. Adding, I am not going to speak about something publicly if I think doing so might provoke those who would want to harm the fans.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention roll call was full of cameos, music, and even Lil Jon, but Governor Tony Evers had a tough time getting through his lines. People online had a lot to say, but at least he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah. It was all. I mean, it was a mistake. Life goes on.
On Twitter, Evers used his classic holy mackerel. And fans could buy booze for the first time at UW-Madison's Fieldhouse. The Badgers volleyball squad took on Bradley in an exhibition. This year, alcohol will be sold at most athletic facilities on campus, and they're currently in the middle of that rollout. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, there were a few drinks available for about $12, and they were all a big hit. People who appear to be under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall for the first time next Friday when the Badgers take on Western Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes seven innings allowing just one hit as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Wynn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Mark.
I tried to do my best to play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and a mostly sunny forecast into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow night in early Friday, then clearing Friday afternoon and a high around 80. Heating up into the weekend, well into the 80s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, final day of DNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You got to listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Shaw, WAUK. This is a Civic Media News special report. Continuing live coverage from the DNC in Chicago, we now join WCPT and Mike Crute.
Chicago, Illinois. Dom, we'll sleep when we're dead.
But now we got to do the work, Crudy.
And tonight is Coach Tim Walz's night. Tonight, the VP nominee will ascend. He will be lifted up on the shoulders of a very eager blue audience, yes. Dom. This crowd has loved pretty much every minute of this convention, perhaps with the notable exception of Kenan Thompson's skit where there were some technical issues. And it's interesting, the guy that had the technical issues was the AV guy. Did you know yeah, that? The guy that right. claimed his job was the AV guy.
Uh-huh.
Now, perhaps the concept...
Unmute the stream, man.
I know. Well, we're going to have Minority Leader, House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Let's take his speech. He's coming to the stage.
For Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to be the next president and vice president of the United States of America. Over the last few years, House Democrats have been hard at work, and we could not have asked for a better leader to partner with than President Joseph Robinette Biden, who will go down as one of the most consequential presidents of all time.
Thank you, Joe.
Last month, President Biden selflessly passed the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is ready, willing and able to fight for the people. Kamala Harris is a courageous leader, a compassionate leader, and a common sense leader who will deliver real results for everyday Americans. Kamala Harris is fighting for our freedom. Kamala Harris is fighting for our families. Kamala Harris is fighting for our future. Together, let's make Kamala Harris the 47th President of the United States of America. In our great country, when you work hard and play by the rules, you deserve to earn a living wage. You deserve to have an affordable place to call home. You deserve to educate your children in a great public school that is free from gun violence. And you deserve high quality, affordable health care, and you deserve the chance to one day retire with grace and with dignity. But for far too many people in our great country, they are struggling to live paycheck to paycheck. And as a result, the American dream is out of reach. Here's the thing. Extreme MAGA Republicans don't care about everyday Americans. They only care about themselves. Our approach, led by Kamala Harris and Coach Walls, is very different. We care about you, the American people. And we will fight hard to make sure that the American dream is alive and well in every single community. Now, the road ahead will not be easy, which brings me to you-know-who. Donald Trump is like an old boyfriend who you broke up with, but he just won't go away. He has spent the last 4 years spinning the block, trying to get back into a relationship with the American people. Bro.
Bro.
We broke up with you for a reason. Trump was the mastermind of the GOP tax scam, where 83% of the benefits went to the wealthiest 1% in America.
Don't forget
Trump
Brian
failed
Johnson.
Our country during the COVID-19 pandemic. Trump is a chaos agent who is focused on himself, not the American people. Trump tried to destroy our democracy by lying about the election and inciting a violent mob to attack the Capitol.
Thank
Trump
you, Hakeem
put
Jeffries.
Three extreme justices on the Supreme Court who destroyed Roe v. Wade. We broke up with you for a reason. Donald Trump can spin the block all he wants, but there's no reason for us to ever get back together. Been there, done that. We're not going back.
House Minority Leader
Kamala Harris.
Jeffries.
Kamala Harris and House Democrats will always put people over politics. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will lower costs and grow the middle class. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will fix our broken immigration system and secure the border. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will strengthen the relationship between the police and the community. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will continue to combat the climate crisis with the fierce urgency of now. Kamala Harris and House Democrats will protect Social Security, protect Medicare, protect Medicaid, protect the Affordable Care Act, protect working families, protect small businesses, protect the middle class, protect free enterprise, protect our children, protect our seniors, protect our veterans, protect our unions, protect our dreamers, and always protect a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
A rising star in the Democratic Party.
The extreme MAGA Republicans want to divide us. But the Constitution promises equal protection under the law. We are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Together, let's build a brighter future for our children and our grandchildren. In the Old Testament, Book of Psalms, the scripture tells us that weeping may endure during the long night, but joy will come in the morning. Here's how we do it. Strategize on Sunday. Meet the moment on Monday. Take it to them on Tuesday. Work it out on Wednesday. Thank the Lord on Thursday. Fight the power on Friday. Set it off on Saturday. Get a few hours of sleep, wake up the next day, and do it all over again until joy comes in the morning. Now there's only 76 days left. There are only 76 days left. We must continue to speak up. We must continue to show up. We must continue to stand up, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. And when we do, nothing can stop Kamala Harris from becoming the 47th president of the United States of America. Nothing can stop House Democrats from taking back the majority. Nothing can stop the American people from continuing our march toward a more perfect union. Nothing can stop us. We're all the way out. God bless you. God bless Kamala Harris. May God bless the United States of America.
House Minority Leader, rising star of the Democratic Party, Hakeem Jeffries, addressing a raucous crowd here in Chicago at the United Center. We'll keep you abreast of all the most important speeches. Hell, we got former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi coming up very soon.
I believe former President Bill Clinton is slated to arrive next. We'll bring you that sound as well.
I don't see Oprah on that list.
She'll come on before Walls, perhaps. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live in Chicago at the DNC, waiting for former President Bill Clinton to come to the stage. A little bit from Hakeem Jeffries, man. We broke up with you, bro. He's like, he's dry spinning the block, man. Been there, done that, not going back. Oh, amen, brother.
Well, I hope the American people share that sentiment. We don't want you. We don't want you, Mr. Trump. Go back to where you came from. It's interesting. Currently, they're playing video of Foxconn. And if you're unfamiliar, we're from Wisconsin, the Devil's Advocates are. But Trump promised Wisconsin a manufacturing boom. It never arrives, says the video. They're talking about the eighth wonder of the world, as it was described, this $4.5 billion public investment on behalf of the taxpayers of the great state of Wisconsin. Former Republican governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, in a Hail Mary attempt to win re-election back in 2018. And Trump was a willing co-conspirator.
Oh, yes.
They went out and they got out the golden shovels and they dug a hole in the ground and they claimed there'd be, what, $10 billion in private investment. And they took people's houses through eminent domain.
$3 billion in investment, I believe, and 10,000 jobs.
No. $10 billion is what Foxconn was supposed to invest. The taxpayers were putting $4.5 billion in infrastructure and land investment. And, oh, yeah, they never came. They never built anything, and here we are.
Well, they did.
A handful of years later.
They got like a little Epcot Center-looking building in the field down there, and thankfully
what
now.
What do they do there?
What would you say you do here? Now, Microsoft has come in and has started buying up some of that land.
173 acres plus so far. The Microsoft Corporation has promised a multi-billion dollar investment and actual jobs that may actually come to fruition and may pay a hell of a lot more than $13 an hour, which is all they were promising when Foxconn was supposed to be a thing. So, to feature Foxconn, I think it's great. Former President Bill Clinton has taken the stage. Let's give him his due. Bill Clinton, still beloved.
Thank you.
Again. My fellow Americans.
Thank you. Whoa. Let me ask you something. After the last 2 days, aren't you proud to be a Democrat? And I am very grateful to the Republicans and independents that have joined us, have been up here on the stage, and I hope they feel better about it now. Because I've seen all these things that even I have to be reminded of from time to time when I get my spirits down. I love seeing the Obamas here. I love seeing President Biden. And I thought Hillary gave a great speech, too. And,
you better see that, Bill.
But I love seeing all these young leaders. A bunch of them are coming up after me. They look better. They sound better. And they'll be exciting. I do want to say one word about President Biden. Remember, he had an improbable turn that made him president. And we were in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crash. He healed our sick and put the rest of us back to work. And he strengthened our alliances for peace and security. He stood up for Ukraine. He's trying desperately to get a ceasefire in the Middle East. And then he did something that's really hard for a politician to do. He voluntarily gave up political power. And George Washington knew that, and he did it. And he set the standard for us serving two terms before it was mandatory. It helped his legacy, and it will enhance Joe Biden's legacy. And you. And it's a stark contrast to what goes on in the other party. So I want to thank him for his courage, compassion, his class, his service, his sacrifice. Joe Biden. Thank you. And he kept the faith, and he's infected a lot of the rest of us. Now let's cut to the chase. I am too old to gild the lily. 2 days ago, I turned 78, the oldest man in my family for four generations. And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump. Last night, in what I thought was a very moving series of episodes, we nominated Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And just think about that. Two leaders with all-American but still improbable life stories. It could only happen here. Their careers, after all, started in community courtrooms and classrooms. Two leaders who spent a lifetime getting the good job done. Now, one of the things that I've noticed over my increasingly long life that is that a presidential election is unique in several ways. First of all, it's the greatest job interview for the greatest job in the world. Secondly, the Constitution says we, the people, get to do the hiring. And the third thing is that every 4 years, we get to change the requirements for the job. So here's what I'm thinking, because I try to apply this in every election. Will this president take us backward or forward? Will this president give our kids a brighter future? Depends. Will this president bring us together or tear us apart? Will the president increase the peace, security, and stability and freedom that we enjoy and extend it to others as we can? We, the people, we have to make a decision about these kind of questions. And every 4 years, it's a little different because the people come at the candidates, and they say, as they're saying now, here are our problems, solve them. Here are our opportunities, seize them. Here are our fears, ease them. Here are our dreams. Help them come true. A president can answer that call by saying, I'll do my part, but you have to help me. We have to work together. Or you can dodge what needs to be done by dividing, distracting, and diverting us. So in 2024, we got a pretty clear choice, it seems to me. Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go-around that he's about me, myself, and I. I know which one I like better for our country. Kamala Harris will work to solve our problems, seize our opportunities, ease our fears, and make sure every single American, however they vote, has a chance to chase their dreams. You know, when she was young, she worked at McDonald's, and she greeted every person with that 1,000-watt smile and said, how can I help you? Now she's at the pinnacle of power, and she's still asking, how can I help you? I'll be so happy when she actually enters the White House as president, because she will break my record as the president who spent the most time at McDonald's.
He did have a bad reputation for a Big Mac, didn't he?
Now, but we got an election to win. And remember, we've got a guy that's pretty good at what he does. Donald Trump has been a paragon of consistency. He's still dividing, he's still blaming, he's still belittling other people. He creates chaos, and then he sort of curates it as if it were precious art. Let me say, not a single day goes by, even though I've been gone for well over 23 years from the White House, not a day goes by that I don't thank the Lord for the chance I had to serve and what it meant. And one of the reasons, thank you. Wait. One of the reasons I love the job so much is that in the toughest times, even on the darkest days, if you tried hard enough, there was always something good you could do for somebody else. Now, some days that's not easy to do. You've got to deal with all these emergencies, or there's something going on here, there, or yonder. But Kamala Harris is the only candidate in this race who has the vision, the experience, the temperament, the will, and yes, the sheer joy to get something done. I mean, look, what does her opponent do with his voice? He mostly talks about himself, right? So the next time you hear him, don't count the lies. Count the eyes. Count the eyes. His vendettas, his vengeance, his complaints, his conspiracies. He's like one of those tenors opening up before he walks out on stage, like I did, trying to get his lungs open by singing, me, 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 me. When Kamala Harris is president, every day will begin with you, 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 you. So, we got to ask ourselves the questions if we're going to hire a president. Do you want to build a strong economy from the bottom up and the middle out? Or do you want to spend the next 4 years talking about crowd size? You're going to have a hard time believing this, but so help me, I triple-checked it. Since the end of the Cold War in 1989, America has created about 51 million new jobs. I swear I checked this 3 times. Even I couldn't believe it. What's the score? Democrats 50, Republicans 1. That we've got a championship-winning coach on our team. But even the most limited of us in what we know about football or any other sport, know that if you're got 50 and the other side's got one, you're ahead.
Unless it's golf.
What about affordable housing? It's a terrible problem in America now. We need more. And affordable health care. That's why the Democrats put a limit on monthly payments for insulin and a $2,000 a year out-of-pocket limit. And are trying to cover more drugs by bargaining for prices. We need more financing for small businesses. We need still to strengthen our alliances. I almost croaked in the first debate of this election season when President Trump said nobody respected America anymore like they did when he was president. Wait. And with a straight face. Look, you got to give him. He's a good actor. With a straight face, he cited as evidence of the respect that existed for us when he was there, the presidents of North Korea and Russia. I'd rather have the people who respect us now. And one of the things, is when you send a signal to the other countries, you want them to know whether they agree with you or not, at least that you're on the level, that here's where you are and what you believe. What are they supposed to make to these endless tributes to the late, great Hannibal Lecter?
Folks are listening to special covers of the DNC, the Devil's Advocates here in Chicago. Former President Bill Clinton speaking right now.
President Obama once gave me the great honor of saying I was the explainer-in-chief. Folks, I thought and thought about it, and I don't know what to say. Like Hakeem Jeffries, I too want an America that's more joyful, more inclusive, more future-focused. Just think what a burden it's been on us to get up day after day after day after day, buried in meaningless hot rhetoric, when there's so many opportunities out there, so many problems that need to be solved. I want that. And that's the America Kamala Harris will lead. She's already made her first presidential decision. And she knocked it out of the park when she asked Governor Tim Walz to be her nominee for vice president. As they used to say when I was a young man growing up in Arkansas, you do not have to be all broke out with brilliance. You just look at Tim Walz, listen to him, follow his record as a teacher, as a coach, in the National Guard, as a congressman, where he was the only Democrat, save one, elected in that district in more than 100 years. And he stayed a long time. And then he became a great governor. And by all accounts, he was a crack shot who had the courage among his rural constituents to say, we do not need these assault weapons available to people who can kill our kids in school. So, armed with her first decision, Kamala Harris confronts an interesting dilemma. We're going to walk out of here feeling pretty good, I think. We've got energy, we are happy, we feel like a load's off our shoulders. And we know we're just being asked to fight the same fight that the forces of progress have had to fight for 250 years. In the face of stiff and often violent opposition, we have to find a way to go forward together, where we the people make our union more perfect. So, that's a good thing. How could we possibly lose? Kamala Harris has fought for kids her whole life that were left out and left behind. She's taken on gangs trafficking across the border. She's fought to protect the rights of homeowners. She's been our leader in the fight for reproductive freedoms, and we know a majority of the American people are with us on that. And she's gained an invaluable amount of experience as vice president, advancing our values and interests around the world. She's already said she's going to work really hard to make sure that no American working full-time lives in poverty or has to worry about their children living in poverty. She says that we got to make home ownership an achievable dream for everyone, not just a privilege. She said that it, and this meant a lot to me, that she would protect everybody's right to vote, whether or not they voted for her. They were citizens, and they deserve the right to vote. The other day, her opponent implied that as his people voted one more time, they'd be able to rig it from now on and they wouldn't have to vote again. You think they're kidding, but I know a lot of these folks, and most of them are really good people, but some of them think that they are bound to dominate America politically, economically, and socially, and they have to use politics to do it, and they should rig the system. I don't believe that. And so here's what I want to tell you. We've seen more than one election slip away from us when we thought it couldn't happen, when people got distracted by phony issues, are overconfident. This is a brutal, tough business. I want you to be happy. One of the reasons that President-to-be Harris is doing so well is that we're all so happy. But you should never underestimate your adversary. And these people are really good at distracting us, at triggering doubt, at triggering buyer's remorse. As the Obama said so eloquently last night, they are human, you know. They're bound to make a mistake now and then. We got to be tough. And so, as somebody who spends a lot of time in small towns and rural areas in New York and Arkansas and other places. I urge you to talk to all your neighbors. I urge you to meet people where they are. I urge you not to demean them, but not to pretend you don't disagree with them if you do. Treat them with respect, just the way you'd like them to treat you. Ask for their help and then follow our leader, Kamala, and ask them, how can I help you? We Democrats right now have a lot of hay in the barn. We've got massive achievements, massive advances, but there's still a lot of slips between today and election day that we have to navigate. And so I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. I have no idea how many more of these I'll be able to come to. I started in 76, and I've been to every one since.
But just like Fred Bell Press.
Yeah.
72. Lord, I'm getting old. But here's
You're tuned in to Civic Media's coverage of the DNC. We'll be back in just a moment to more of the Devil's Advocate's coverage and the speeches.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
CBS News Special Report. On night three of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker fires up the crowd.
When we work together, when we stand together, when we organize together, when we vote together, I will tell you this, when we fight, we win.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will formally accept the vice presidential nomination, and this delegate from his home state can't wait.
We love our governor in Minnesota, and we're really, really excited, I think, the delegation to let everybody else know all about him, too.
Former President Bill Clinton will deliver his 12th consecutive convention address. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports.
At a convention that has been very focused on reaching out to the next generation, he's someone who still garners a lot of respect from older voters in particular, who also happen to be among the most reliable voters.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention roll call was full of cameos, music, and even Lil Jon, but Governor Tony Evers had a tough time getting through his lines. People online had a lot to say, but at least he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, it was a mistake. Life goes on.
On Twitter, Evers used his classic holy mackerel. And fans could buy booze for the first time at UW-Madison's Fieldhouse. The Badgers volleyball squad took on Bradley in an exhibition. This year, alcohol will be sold at most athletic facilities on campus, and they're currently in the middle of that rollout. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, there were a few drinks available for about $12, and they were all a big hit. People who appear to be under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall for the first time next Friday when the Badgers take on Western Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and a mostly sunny forecast into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow night in early Friday, then clearing Friday afternoon and a high around 80. Heating up into the weekend, well into the 80s. It's 60 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to land for Kahneman Walk.
I met Kamala and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host. I'm going to be joined by Todd Alba live in Chicago, as well as sports writer J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Continuing coverage from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Now, your host, Mike Crute.
Most recently demonstrated fighting for a woman's right to choose. Politically, she is astute and strategic in winning difficult elections, quickly securing the nomination with dignity and grace, and choosing Tim Walz as our vice president. I had the honor of serving with Tim for 12 years in the Congress. He united Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to turn a red district blue. He showed courage when he came to Congress in voting for the Affordable Care Act, meeting the needs of his constituents despite Republicans' lies and misrepresentation. When he went home, won the election, he returned to Congress, he fought for our American heroes as the Democratic leader of the Veterans Affairs Committee. Thank you, Tim. January 6th was a perilous moment for our democracy. Never before had a president of the United States so brazenly assaulted the bedrock of our democracy, so gleefully embraced political violence, so willfully betrayed his oath of office. Let us not forget who assaulted democracy on January 6th. He did.
Thank you, Nancy Pelosi.
But let us not forget who saved democracy that day. We did. And thank God we had a Democratic House of Representatives then. We returned to the Capitol that very same night. We insisted on certifying the election results on the floors of the House and the Senate. And we demonstrated to America and to the world that American democracy prevailed. The parable of January 6th reminds us that our democracy is only as strong as the courage and commitment of those entrusted with its care. And we must choose leaders who believe in free and fair elections, who respect the peaceful transfer of power. The choice couldn't be clearer. Those leaders are Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. When the sun rose on January 7th, as our national anthem declares, we gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Nancy Bergelow from Francis Scott.
Now, in this election, we are called upon to do the same, to stand together, to reject autocracy, to choose democracy. And we will do so by electing a Democratic House with Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker of the House. Electing a Democratic Senate, electing Tim Walz as Vice President of the United States. And electing Kamala Harris as the President of the United States. Onward to victory!
Folks, you're listening to extended special coverage, DNC Day 3, right here at the United Center in Chicago. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, sort of a old and new generation, Hakeem Jeffries earlier in the evening,
please
Nancy Pelosi.
Alexander Huggins.
Now, the elder statesperson.
And like Hakeem Jeffries, former Speaker Pelosi brought up again and criticized again and laid blame at the feet of Donald Trump for the attempted coup on this country on January 6th. Thank you for doing that. We need to continually remind folks what Trump did and what he will do again if in office.
Now, next up on the speaking platform is the Honorable Governor of the great state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. But he's not yet. They're going to have some young people speaking now. We'll take a quick break right here. You're listening to WCPT's live coverage, DNC Day 3, right here at the United Center in Chicago. Thank you for listening on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM in Minneapolis, and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. We'll bring you back for all the main lines, including Oprah Winfrey, a special guest. We've got Pete Buttigieg. We've got John Legend, Sheila E. Dewin Prince, Amy Klobuchar, and eventually Governor Tim Walz, the coach. It's his night. It's your night. Thanks for joining us. Stick around. We'll be right back live at the DNC right here in Chicago.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trick V. Olsen and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The theme of night three of the Democratic National Convention is a fight for our freedoms. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Some of tonight's speakers have been addressing border security and immigration policy. They've accused former President Donald Trump of playing political games on immigration by urging Republican lawmakers to reject a recent border policy compromise. Bexar County, Texas Sheriff Javier Salazar.
When Donald Trump comes down to Texas, stands next to officers in uniforms just like mine, he's not there to help us. Don't think that, not for a second. He is a self-serving man.
Still ahead, Oprah Winfrey, former President Bill Clinton, and the final speaker, their vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz. Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
Stevie Wonder has just performed a song, Higher Ground. Pro-Palestinian protesters gather close to the DNC venue condemning the Biden administration's support of Israel. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
This anti-war rally has attracted hundreds